Now, when I was younger, I used to sleepwalk, and my mom a lot of times would catch me either trying to pee on the chair in my room or taking my sheets and throwing them down the stairs. And then, you know, I would wake up the next morning and I'd be cold in a bed that had zero sheets on it. And I'd be like, what in the world? And then my mom would hear me like waking up and she'd be like, look downstairs. And I'd go and I'd, oh, there are my sheets. So
you were sleepwalking.
Yeah, I was a sleepwalker. I would get up and I would sleepwalk. So, setting the bar, Samuel has apparently the same issue, because if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into cars while you're sleepwalking, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's a bigger problem than just tossing your sheets down.
Yeah, it is. And spoiler alert, the police didn't buy his excuse.
Oh, they didn't?
Like, I don't know. I did that because I was, you know, I must have been sleepwalking.
Well, because someone had called the police as they had seen Samuel walking up to cars, pulling on door handles several times, and then finally getting into a 94 Chevy pickup.
Was he sleep driving?
Well, no, not at that point, because police got there and he said, oh, you know, he admitted he got into the car, but he was like, well, I was sleepwalking.
And
here's the thing, like Samuel, he lived about 3 miles away, and
that's a long journey to not wake up along the way.
I mean, that's kind of what the cops were thinking too.
Yeah,
like this isn't checking out very well. Like if maybe you had lived in these apartment building, in this apartment complex, perhaps we might buy it a little bit more than the fact that you actually live about 3 miles away, so.
Yeah, you know what? I think most sleepwalkers would probably wake up by the time they hit the end of the driveway if they made it out of the house.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if anybody has an experience with, like, sleepwalking to the extreme of where you're like, holy cow, how did I end up here? I know that there are sleep eaters, people who wake up in the middle of the night and go raid the refrigerator of their shredded cheese.
Yeah.
Delicious. Of course. I know that I eventually grew out of sleepwalking where I don't do it anymore, but
I was a little concerned that our son might make it out of the house, so we put kind of like the little kind of lock things over the doorknobs.
Well, maybe
for a while. I was a little concerned.
Maybe just Samuel needed that, you know?
Maybe they just need little childproof locks.
That's all he needed. Samuel wouldn't have been able to sleepwalk 3 miles away to break into a 1994 Chevy pickup truck.
Dang. Well, at least he wasn't sleep driving. I feel like
that would have been
way more dangerous.
Yep. So again, side of the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into cars while you're sleepwalking, you're doing okay.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.